Now, more of the Alan Autry Show on 1300 Kino.
And welcome back with Catherine Andes of Hanford, Internet Marketing Specialist. And those of you who have logged on to 1300kino.com, I appreciate it. You've clicked on the Alan Autry Show, and you take it from here, Catherine.
Okay, Alan. Just thought you'd like to know, do you know how many times Ray Appleton is searched for in a month, a given month on average?
A lot.
About 1,000 times.
1,000 times a month.
Right. That's Alan Autry is searched for 5,400 times a month.
Is that right?
That's right.
Hmm.
That's pretty cool, huh?
It takes a lot of time for me to log in like that. About 1,000 times a day. I got to stop. My fingers are just all cramped up. Is that right?
That's right. You're searched for 5,400 times, which means, and if you, what turns up on a page, if you just type in Alan Autry by itself, well, at the very top of the page is a Wikipedia entry on you. And by the way, it's not up to date, and you should go in and re-edit it.
Wikipedia.
Yeah, you should re-edit it. This is just on the side here because and let people know who are your fans that you're on Kino now.
Okay.
There's nothing about that there.
No, there's not.
But anyway, a Kino page does not turn up on a search for Alan Autry until the bottom of page two. On a Google search results, which isn't terrible. It's not really that bad, but...
Should be page one, right?
I think so, because I'm looking at your website page, and I see some opportunities for optimization that have been missed.
Okay.
And I'll try not to be too technical for you. So looking at your page, at the very top of the browser window, you can see it says Kino 1300 AM. That's called the title tag, and you can write that. And you can just add Alan Autry there. The webmaster would know how to do it. And that alone may bring you up to the first page, just putting Alan Autry in that title tag along with Kino. There's also a description tag that's not written, but I don't want to get into that. That's a little on the technical side. Now, if you go down to your webpage, you see that nice big picture of you, and it says Kino and 1300 AM and all that. It's the banner for the site.
Yeah.
Well, Google, when it's it reads words, but it cannot read the words that are in this banner because it's an image file. So what you can do, there's a tag that goes with all image files called an alt tag, and you can put your name, Alan Autry, in that tag. It will also help blind people to be able to read that banner. You know, blind people do use a computer.
Mm-hmm.
And when you write the tags that go with each image, it helps with search. And it also helps the blind, and if you want to sell a product to the blind, they'll be a very loyal customer because of that.
You know, I've won the best looking man in show business for the last 15 years by the American Blind Association.
Are you?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Pretty proud of that.
Oh, Alan, I forgot to tell you this morning, ratings are up with our deaf listeners also. Forgot to mention that to you.
That is a very valued demographic. We value our deaf listeners.
I don't think that's politically correct.
Oh, I can tell you definitely it's not, but that's okay. We're not politically correct here.
Okay.
Catherine, so yeah, are you making notes on this? Yeah, we should probably just tell John about this. Yes.
Yes, we're going to jump
all over
it.
This is interesting stuff.
And it's for free, so.
Okay,
now go down to the headline where it says the Alan Autry Show.
Okay.
That's good that you have Alan Autry, your keyword, in the title.
All right.
So if you can, you should always get your keyword in the title. Sometimes it's better to have a title without it for your marketing purposes. But if you can, try and get that in, which you do. Now, if you look at all the text on your page, you only have about 98 words. And Google needs about 250 to 350 words per page in order to properly optimize it.
Wow.
So you need to flesh it out. And you do have Alan Autry written twice more in the copy, which is good, but I'd want to get it in there three or four more times. So if you flesh out the copy a little bit and put Alan Autry in there a couple more times at least, that would be helpful. And then at the very bottom of your page, where it says click here to stream, podcast, or download, what's good about that is that at the bottom of every single web page, you always want to tell your visitor where to go next. You don't want them to have to go back up to your navigation bar.
So that's good.
Yeah, that's good. The only thing I would do to improve it is the hyperlink is only on the here. It's very little. So it's kind of hard to see. So I would just hyperlink that whole line instead of just that little here. But that's basically it. I think if you did those few things, I can't guarantee it. Nobody can ever guarantee you search engine results. If anyone tells you they can, you should run away from them as fast as possible as a business person.
So this is not guaranteed to raise my searches up to like 25,000 an hour.
Well, it won't count your searches, but the people, what this will do is probably bring Kino up to page one.
Austin probably interested in that. Catherine, this has been great. Thanks for dropping by, and thank you for the helpful hints.
Thank you for having me.
Well, anytime, and in very understandable terms, which is what I like. You've been able to help us, and I know you'd be help to anybody who has a website. And do you help with website construction, I mean, the making of the website, or just once it's up, that's when you come in?
If it's a very small, easy site, I can help with building one, but I prefer to work with other web designers and web builders.
Gotcha.
And with the content.
One more time, give your phone number where folks can get in touch with you, Ken.
AndysandAssociates.com and 559-589-0379.
Catherine Andes, thank you so much. Looking forward to catching up with you down the road here. We're going to have a hot fudge Sunday one of these days.
Absolutely. Thank you, Alan.
This is Alan Autry. This is 1300 Kina. We'll be right back.